sugar beet's been bred for literally thousands of years because it's got this great energy source in it that humans love to eat in many, many different foods. But there are lots of things in this new economy that people are looking to do with it. For example, we're certainly experimenting actively with using this cellulosic fiber in the beet as a feedstock for ethanol. That's a potential in the future. Many of the waste streams in our factories today, which formerly did not have great energy applications, now appear to be very viable sources of energy that we can use to convert for natural gas applications and things like that. One really neat one up here in the cold part of the country where I live in Minnesota is the idea that some of the byproducts that we use after we've taken the last of the sugar out of the molasses is that it's a great base for putting on road de-icer. It's combined with an element of salt. Of course, salt is used to de-ice roads up here, but they can use far less salt when they put it in with this molasses byproduct. And it sticks to the road better, and it melts the ice at a lower temperature, and it requires a lot less use of salt so that there is far less wear and tear on the concrete and the steel that's in the roads and bridges.